dying down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the weather is hotter than what?
Blazes?
That's good.
That's just, people are always saying that, aren't they?
Yeah. The weather is colder than.
Colder than. Not ice. Colder than the North Pole or something.
Mm-hmm. How about the weather is drier than.
The weather is drier than. I don't know that one.
Well, I always tell people that we really don't have a word for that because it's always dry here, but. Mm-hmm. The best response I ever got was, the weather is drier than usual.
Than usual. Drier than usual. That's good.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of something to compare it with.
There's nothing to compare it. We're as dry as it gets. Asthma makes it hard to
breathe.
Mm-hmm. And what's a warm, dry wind blowing east off the Rocky Mountains?
You know, in Europe, it's called a minstrel.
Oh, huh.
It's a wind that goes along the Alps.
Uh-huh.
And it just continues, and then it finally comes down to where it can get away. And when it hits, it's really hard. And they call that a minstrel.
Huh. How neat.
So, and this is probably the same thing, isn't it?
Well, have you ever heard of a Chinook?
Chinook, yeah. Uh-huh. But I didn't know what a Chinook is, a strong wind. And what it blows along the mountain.
Yeah, and it comes off the Rocky Mountains, so it probably blows down the side of the mountain.
Down the side, more than along. Now that wind goes along this way, along the edge of the Alps.
And then
it hits.
Mm-hmm. And a Chinook is also that coastal southwest wind that blows from Oregon on north.
Mm-hmm.
A blue norther, what's that?
A blue norther? That's something to do with the Arctic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, if it hasn't rained in a long time and the crops are in danger, what do you call that?
That's a drought.
Okay. And what are some grasses that are cultivated by farmers?
Well, alfalfa. Would you call alfalfa a grass?
Yeah, sure.
Alfalfa, because you feed it to the alfalfa and rye.
Mm-hmm.
And bluegrass is not, well, it's a lawn. They use it for a lawn,
yeah.
Don't they? Bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
And Kentucky. Well, that's Kentucky bluegrass. And
that's pretty good. What are some local trees?
We have the ash and the locust.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have a Chinese elm, but I think there are very few Chinese elms now. And we have a green ash.
Mm-hmm.
And
how about those trees that drop the balls on the ground? Have you ever seen those?
Cottonwoods?
Well, we don't have very many of them around here.
When I was growing up, that's almost all we had, cottonwoods.
Yeah?
And they were such a nuisance.
Well, no, I mean, we have a lot of cottonwoods, but the tree I'm talking about that drops the balls on the ground?
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, the balls, they almost look like a burr, but they're perfectly round. And they, the leaves are really big and pretty when they fall on the ground.
Mulberry?
No, it's different from mulberry. It has a really distinctive leaf.
Is it a sycamore?
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
but it has, we don't have any sycamores around here. It has something like the mulberry, something like that. It drops off?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And
do you have those on the west side, sycamores?
I didn't think we had any, and then
Bob Palm
showed me one in his backyard that he grew.
Mm-hmm. But they're beautiful, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really neat and surprising when they drop on your head. But they don't get very big here, I don't imagine. The trees in Cloudcroft that have the white bark are called?
Are they the pines?
Well, they're not the pines, but they turn yellow in the fall.
Oh, those are the sycamores or eucalyptus or I know so well what they are.
It's the name of a town in Colorado too.
They're not the maple.